Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we go back to school. Patrick, are you excited?
Yes, Jim. I have Kurt Vonnegut writing a paper for me right now, and I've been practicing my triple Lindy all week.
All right, it's Friday.
It is. Happy Friday, right. Jim. How's your Friday. Beer? Is it all right?
Yeah. Okay. I'm good on this one.
Okay, good. Nothing like a little Guinness.
So good. Okay.
We'll sit outside next time, man. We're down in the basement tonight, but we'll sit on the new patio once it gets a little bit cooler, because we're getting near the end of August now.
That's right.
Right? Labor Day is literally, almost around tomorrow or something. I don't know when it is.
We're actually out of August now, right? It's September 1st.
September. Jesus, August is over.
September girls.
That's right. It's time.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, the weather's getting cooler. So next time we'll sit out there. We get the fire pit. We'll get that going.
Oh, do you know?
Really? The fire pit going. Yeah,
oh, I like that idea. That'd be great. You could hear that in the background then.
The crackling.
That would not be something?
All right. The mosquitoes snapping in the air. It'll be perfect.
Well, so you mentioned something here that ties to this episode. We'll get to that in a second.
Yep.
First of all, you're listening to Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And now that we're in September, it's really back to school time now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like any day now.
So did you buy all your school supplies? Are you ready?
I think I did, yeah. I got a trapper keeper ready to go.
Yes. No, my kids have already gone back to school this year, and they are now, this is really an important year, they are now entering senior year of high school and eighth grade.
Yes.
So that's both of them sort of like rule their schools at the same time.
Yeah. And
but sort of milestone years for them.
2/3 of my offspring are in college. One's now starting a master's degree, and one is a freshman. So
freshman in college. So this is definitely milestone territory for you.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
So it's back to school time. So why don't we play just a couple songs for the kids?
Let's do that.
Right?
That's our mission.
Yes.
It's really all about the kids. Somebody think of the children.
Or the kids.
Yeah.
Going back to school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of... What was I going to say? This is completely wrong. I was about to say there's a lot of songs about school getting out, but I can only think actually of a couple of songs about school getting out. There's actually probably many more songs about going to school because it's a common theme in rock and roll history, especially, you know, probably even more so in like the 50s and 60s when it was truly like teenager music, right? So you'd write a lot about like the hassles of school and how terrible that was.
Right. And school was a lot more like jail back then.
That's right. And so this is perfect because I'm going to play a song from the 80s that sort of continues that tradition and may, I mentioned this to you earlier today, may be the greatest song that we have not yet played on our show.
Okay.
You ready for this? I don't know if you're ready.
Dying. I've been dying for hours.
Okay, here we go. You got to fight for your right to party. It starts, the whole first verse is about school.
Yeah, exactly right. That's brilliant.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fantastic. License to Ill.
License to Ill, the Beastie Boys, 1986.
Oh, what a beautiful tune.
Couple things about this. It really is. So you're a Beasties fan, and I was just recently, just in the last week or so, trying to get my 13-year-old son into the Beastie Boys because he loves hip-hop. That's pretty much his whole world right now is hip-hop. So I'm trying to introduce him to some of the more classic hip hop stuff. And what I think was funny is as I was playing him these different Beastie Boys songs, he was like, oh, I've heard that before. So somehow it's come through. He just didn't necessarily make the connection.
Yeah.
But we're listening to like Intergalactic and What You Want and songs like that, right?
Right.
And then we got to this one. He had never, I don't know if he said he heard this one before or not.
Mm-hmm.
But it got me thinking sort of about the Beastie Boys' career.
Yeah.
This was off their debut album.
Way back. And you can hear some of their early punk rock influences on that one. Yeah. Right.
But I think as they sort of progressed on their career and became more sophisticated, certainly with the next album, Paul's Boutique, and then from there, I kind of had the feeling that maybe people looked back at this album like it was, you know, kind of a jokey album, kind of novelty, you know, they weren't quite yet serious about their craft. But then when I listen to this song again, I'm like, this song is kind of brilliant.
Yeah, because, it's a great song.
Because think about it, in 1986, it sort of bridged that gap between rap and rock and, you know, brought in this whole new audience, and it can, they meant it sort of ironically as like a parody kind of song of like a smoke in the boys room kind of a thing, right?
And you can feel that Brownsville Station coming through.
That's right. But yet a lot of people, and it works if you get that.
Yeah.
But it also works if you just sincerely think it's just a great like rock, you know, anthem, right?
It's a fun song to drink a lot of Bush Light to.
That's right. Yeah. It's really a pretty great song. And then
And it was the album, like,
oh, my God.
That was like the first time I went to college, I think, 86, right around there. And it was the party album, man. You just put that thing on and shouted along to every single lyric, you know? And it was simplistic and dumb in spots, but it was so much fun that it didn't matter.
Well, did you know, I didn't even realize this till now, just doing a little research today, that this was actually the fourth single off that album.
I didn't know that. I always thought of it as like the first single.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah.
No. The other song, The New Style, was I think the first.
Oh yeah, I know the song.
Single or Paul Revere was the first
Paul
one.
Paul Revere, I remember. Yeah.
Then The New Style.
I didn't know that those were first, those, because you just don't remember them as well.
And then Brass Monkey.
Wow.
Yeah.
Brass Monkey.
That's a good song.
That is a good song.
And then You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party. Huh. And then they still had two more singles off this album. No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
Yeah, well, of course.
Right.
That became a classic.
And Girls.
But maybe it was the video from You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party that was like, and then Public Enemy sort of, you know, did a twist
on it. Party for Your Right to Fight.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Around the same time. So that made it kind of the most famous song.
Right. The video propelled it. This actually,
yeah.
Fight for Your Right went to number 7 on the Billboard chart. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I would love to go back and hear Casey Kasem talking about this song. Wouldn't that be great? Yes, the video, I just watched that with the boy. And it's so funny because it has that little intro where like the parents are leaving and there's like these two nerdy kids and it's like, we should have a party. We can have sodas and pie.
Right.
I hope no bad people come. Right. And then the Beastie Boys come in and it's just great. And Rick Rubin is in it because he's the producer of this.
That's right.
It's really pretty fantastic.
Oh, it's great stuff.
It's amazing. Yep. So there you go, kids.
And it got them onto the Madonna tour.
That's right. When you're walking around the high school halls or your college campus or whatever, listen to your Walkman, put in License to Ill.
Listen to your Uncle Jim.
Yeah. All right. All right. So we'll take a break and then you have a back to school song.
We do. And before we take that quick break, I want to say one programming note, Jim. Jim texted me and said, I got the greatest song. We haven't never played on the show. And then I thought, well, it's got to be from The Replacements, Stink. But no, we can't play that song. So then I was puzzled. I just wanted to throw that in.
That might be the greatest song that we will never play on the show, right?
Just because we can't, folks. But that's right up there, right?
That's a really good one. Okay. All right. We'll be back in just a minute. So, Patrick, how many stars, if you were going to rate, say, the Beastie Boys, You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party, how many stars would you give that song?
Retrospectively, I give that 5 stars.
Absolutely.
Probably at the time, maybe 4.5, but 5. 5 stars.
And just like you can rate a song,
You
could rate a podcast.
Yeah.
And you can do that on iTunes/Apple Podcasts, whatever they call it these days.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go on there and you can find a podcast like Rock in the Suburbs and you can give it a rating.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also maybe write a little review.
Yeah. So I would do that in the following ways. 1, 5 stars. 2, take a minute, write two, three lines about how much you like the show, drop an interesting anecdote in there, and you're done.
I'm typing right now.
Yeah.
You got to fight for your right to listen to Rock in the Suburbs.
Love that.
All right. Okay, we're back in the basement.
We are in the basement.
I'm drinking some Guinness.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty tasty. And
it is tasty.
We're talking back to school, and I'm so happy that I am not going back to school.
Me too, man.
Do you still have those like nightmares where you have a test to take and you didn't study for it and all of that kind of stuff?
Yes, I do. Is this a quiz or a test? A test or a quiz? Were you a good student?
Define good.
Were you book smart?
I'll give you an honest answer here on this. I did well in high school and got a good GPA in high school, and then not quite as well in college, at least the first couple of years, until I kind of figured out what you could get away with and how it works, and then I brought it back up. What I will say is this is the honest truth. If I had applied myself even a little bit, I could have done really, really well.
Yeah.
That was my
I'm
problem.
Sure.
I just, you know, I didn't, I was always looking for like, what's the minimum effort that you can put into something?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I took a student like you, Jim, and I cut that in half. That's about where I was.
If I had taken all the time that it took me to figure out how to like try to work the system and just applied that into what I was supposed to be doing.
Yes.
You know, probably would have worked out better. But anyway, but I'm here with you.
Ah,
and so
thank the
Lord. It all worked out, right?
Thank the Lord. And I too, Jim, am glad that I don't have to go back to school. Those were always tough times around Labor Day when the summer came to an end. And that's kind of the theme of the song I want to play for you and all the listeners out there today, Jim, because to me, going back to school was not so much about I got to jump into a new routine and I got to buckle down. It was like such a bummer that the summer was over, man. You know, like the warm times were ending. The carefree days were gone. You couldn't just lay at the pool anymore on the hot concrete and dry off after you went off the diving board. It was a different time. Not that I minded school that much. It was really about the summer, losing the summer. And that's what I wanted to play the song, which really focuses on that. It's a very melancholy kind of a tune. But before I do, Jim, I want to say one thing.
Yes.
To me, the quintessential back-to-school film and memory is Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yes.
So as I was thinking about this, like all these Fast Times tunes kind of spiraled through my mind. You know how we talk about if we ever, if our music players ever died and we were running, you have to sort of invent songs in your head, or if you're in a Turkish prison and you didn't have music. But think about the tunes on, you know, think about We Got the Beat and like Somebody's Girl, Somebody's Baby by Jackson Brown and Moving in Stereo by the Cars, right? Just spools through your head. Raised on the Radio by the Ravens.
Right.
So I did that at first, but then I just felt like that movie was too upbeat. So the song I want to play here for you now is by Royal Trucks. Do you know Royal Trucks?
I do. I once saw them.
Yeah.
Open for Sonic Youth.
Very cool duo. I have some connections to a lot of indie rock. They're on Drag City Records for many years out of Chicago, but I believe the song is from like the early 90s. It's called Back to School, and it's real sad.
Thank you.
What do you think?
I like that.
Pretty melancholy, pretty sad, pretty trippy. But what I always liked about Royal Trucks' records, and they have an amazing double album called Twin Infinitives. If no one's ever heard Royal Trucks' prime weirdo period, listen to Twin Infinitives. But I like that their records felt very worked on. Like they did a lot of overdubs and it was just the two of them. But, you know, they weren't always in sync and always in time, but they still had kind of a flow. Big fan of that band.
Yeah, I haven't heard them in a long time.
They're back together. You know, they've actually put out a couple records in the past couple years and they're playing shows recently.
Okay, so I have a special surprise for you at the end of the show.
All right. I'm ready.
Let's close this out. Please listen to Rock in the Suburbs.
Every day.
You go to school every day?
Every day.
Listen to the show every day.
Yep.
You can find it on Apple Podcasts or Audio Boom or the other podcast platforms, including Google Play and SoundCloud and mm-hmm. all that stuff.
And we take the same holidays as your school does.
That's right.
So you're not going to miss anything.
We have a 3-day weekend coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big plans?
Yeah. No. Labor Day is sad. I got to go back to school, man.
That's right.
I'm not doing anything.
Yeah. And you can also call us.
Let's do the call.
Yes. Call us. You got that extra day.
You have a jingle you can listen to and then call us.
If you're glad or sad or high, call the Suburban Party Line.
Can spend your whole Labor Day just calling us over and over again. The number is 612-440-1984. It's the Suburban Party Line.
You might make yourself an own episode like some other folks have done.
That's right.
Yep.
We love those folks.
Yep.
You can email us rock@suburbspod.com.
Please
or you can find us on the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, @suburbspod. We'll probably have some great 3-day weekend photos
up there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then you can also visit the website.
Yeah.
Suburbspod.com. You can find the new list of all the songs that have ever been played, including You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party.
Every song ever.
So you can search that and then you can find your favorite songs and then find the episode where we talked about them and played them. All right. So as we play out here, you mentioned Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
I did.
Pick a song off that soundtrack. Maybe that'll be the playoff, right?
That's a great one. Gosh, Jim, you know the one that sticks in my head the most probably is a tie between You Gotta Be Somebody's Baby or Raised on the Radio by the Ravens. So I'll let you break that tie. Those are the two that stick out the most for me from that movie.
This is going to be tough.
Okay.
Okay, well, here's the way I'm going to go.
All right.
So I think normally I would pick Raised on the Radio, but I think on our old show, we played that song when we interviewed Damone.
We did that. That's great.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe let's do Somebody's Baby.
Okay.
How about that?
Perfect.
Jackson Browne.
It's an earworm, folks.
All right. So sorry, kids. You got to go back. But maybe this will make it a little bit easier for you to do that. All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys after some long weekend.
Somebody's baby. She must.
Hey, do you guys want to get high before the show? No, thanks. We like sports.